The parallel economy has empowered us to care for our health, well-being, as well as longevity. Likewise, for us pet parents who now have a place to go when it comes to keeping the family dogs, cats, even horses in the best shape possible. As a dog dad, I'm thrilled to be working with Pet Club 24/7, a company founded by two guys who lost dogs to serious conditions, including cancer. Pet Club 24/7 has an incredible array of products, including a line of supplements for humans, such as the Inforce Plus Corollius Versicolor and Inforce Corollius Versicolor with Reishi. My friend and colleague, Christina Ferrari, a cancer survivor herself, swears by it.
When I was diagnosed, the doctor in the emergency room told me, "You have 2 years to live."
Oh boy.
Along with the stem cell, I took these. I have been in remission for 8 years now.
For dogs, mush puppy treats are a fan favorite. Rex, you want to? Oh boy. He came right. Oh, there he is. They are also made with the Coriolis versicolor mushroom, which supports their immune system, according to hundreds of clinical studies. Here's Kristen Ludlow, National Vice President.
That strain does matter. We do have the most potent strain, and we also extract it in a proprietary way. And that's why we've been having such wonderful experiences with these products.
Mush puppies are made here in the U.S. There are no fillers. It's non-addicting. Your dog can't accidentally overdose. Go to drdrew.com/petclub247 for a discount off the list price. That is drdrew.com. PETCLUB 247, Pet Club 247.
Welcome to Calling Out with Susan Pinsky, a place where Susan can introduce to you psychics, clairvoyance, past lives, and paranormal experiences. Now, here's your host, Susan Pinsky.
Hey, everybody. We're back. It's Susan Pinsky, and I'm so happy to be on another edition of a Facebook Live show with Tony of UBN.
Cool.
Yes. Oh. He's getting a shout out. And I'm also doing something interesting today. I'm investigating a missing persons show or a missing persons event that is a case. Thank you forensic Jen Schaefer, who is my co-host today.
Oh, that was Khaleesi.
Yeah,
that was
sorry.
Today,
spoiler alert. Yeah.
I have Jen Schaefer here, and she's with Khaleesi Simone, but Jen is my co-host just because she is a forensic psychic. She works with the FBI, and she works on missing cases on a regular basis.
Yep.
And she also was a go-to with a special guest that I have on the line, in a case that I was that was brought to my attention a year ago. We waited because of the fact that we wanted to keep the integrity of the case and not make it too sensational or whatever at the time.
Right.
Jen made a phone call for me to this particular person and discussed what she saw and how she felt about the case. And, you know, it's somebody that I've worked with before on this live podcast, as usual. It's always a crossover somehow. And there's so many coincidences in how Drew it knows this person and how we I don't know how we became friends, but her name is Kendra, and she's on the line as well. Hi, Kendra. How are you?
Hey, good to see you.
Yes, you look great, and we're
Kendra.
I'm so sorry for what you've gone through, but Jen is here. I'm sure you can see her. Also, with her in studio is Khaleesi Simone, who is a psychic meeting from New York City. She happens to be here. We got really lucky because she's in town. And then also we have Rebecca Veering in studio. But first I want to get to the fact that MC Melissa Kubias I don't know where she is. She's in Jersey now. Or no, she's in Staten Island.
Oh, my God.
She's here.
No Jersey.
Okay, Staten
no
Island
Jersey.
Now.
Big difference.
She actually brought this to my attention recently, called me up and said, you know, I have a Catherine here for a missing person's case that I want you to look for. I said, you know, I've been thinking about doing this podcast with this woman that I know for like a year. So I texted Kendra and I said, listen, I go, do you know anybody named Catherine? She goes, yeah, I know a lot of Kathy's. And I said, and I was going back and forth on my texting between MC. And I don't just get random texts from psychics saying, you know, I want to do a missing persons case. Something was really weighing on MC heavily, and she reached out to me. So I said, let's do it. I want to do it. She said, I would like you to watch The Keepers, because we went back and forth. And it's this Netflix show about a woman who went missing, didn't go missing, that was murdered. So I watched the entire series for you, MC, and I hope it has something to do with this. But we were really happy we watched it. Drew was tweeting about it, actually, this week, because people were talking about it with him. But thank you for reaching out to me. I think this is really meaningful for Kendra. And I think there's a reason I was watching The Keepers last night, and the reason is the word needs to get out via media, because this is we're working with a legal system. So, in America, Kendra brought also a specialist. We have a bona fide real doctor who works in forensic science and also social media construction of missing white women syndrome, which she'll have to explain that. Hi, Jill. This is Susan. How are you today? Oh, Jill. I'm calling Jill. Sarah Stein. I know. Hi. Jill Stein. I'm sorry. I'd like to welcome you to calling out and appreciate your input on this case. I know you've been working with Kendra on this. And I hope I didn't botch up what your credentials.
No, not at all. Thank you for having me.
She's the co-founder for the Center of Resolution of Unresolved Crime, and that's thecrew.com. So I'll have you listen to the psychic mediums, read Kendra, and also I've sequestered Rebecca in another room. She's going to come in blind into the moment, and MC is going to probably kick off this event just because she was having some intense feelings about doing this episode. So somehow through technology, Kendra is going to get a reading from MC through Zoom and or outer space. I'm not sure how this works, but whatever she does is always enlightening. If anybody else in the room is resonates with something, you know, there are a lot of people here, we need to bring that up if something isn't working in the right direction, because I'm not sure how it's going to work across these channels. So, MC, I'd like to introduce you to Kendra.
Also, can I just say that you, Susan, are like one of the most psychic people I know. Like every single time I'm having anxiety or thinking about something, my phone will get a text and it's like, Susan, she's texting me about legitimately exactly what I'm thinking about.
See? Validation again.
Yeah, I get
we that. Always bust our chops about it. Yeah, totally.
Yep.
Right on.
I'm a psychic texter. I can't help it. I'm like your mother. Okay, so...
Sorry. So, let me just yell at Jack really quick. Jackson, get over here. Quit it. Of course, as soon as spirit comes in, the dog wants to...
Be all
nosy.
Edge in on it.
I apologize.
So, MC, I want you to kind of go back to the day when you texted me and why you were sort of bringing up the subject matter.
Sure. So, I just, it's interesting. Usually, I'm used to connecting to spirit that would be through a sitter. And I usually can tell when something is bigger than me or involves kind of something on a grander scheme. Quite often, like an investigation, things like that, spirit will actually kind of seek me out, so to speak. And it comes in energetically in a very different way. Sorry, the Brooklyn accent, the hands, the Italian side.
As long as you don't bang into the mic, I'm okay.
Turn to the pen. But it was interesting because I had gotten all this information and I have my assistant kind of validate for me if it is correct, because I don't want to know if it is correct. Mm-hmm. And I always say, I don't want to know if I can't change something, but I will always ask your permission, kind of to being open to the experience. So I have permission from you, correct?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Thank you. So just really briefly, this information that I was getting, I felt pertained to, there's always a red, what I see as a common red thread that links through different stories or different journeys. And I find that they parallel each other very often. So the information that I was receiving, I feel like is somehow going to either have the same factors or some sort of bigger link to what it is that I'm working with you regarding. So I have no information except, and Sue, if you would validate that for me.
Yes.
I didn't even know your first name. I've only got the first name of the person who is missing. Okay? So I just want to put that out on the record. But in sitting with it, I've got a whole bunch of stuff going on. So I love it though. So Sue, do you pretty much want me to kind of just jump in with this?
Yes, please.
Okay, thank you. So obviously what I was given was the name Joanne. And immediately I felt that I needed to cut the name short. She didn't want to be referred to as Joanne. She wanted to be Jo. Now, I'm going to apologize in advance for this, but being that I don't know anything about this, except for that it's a missing person's case, I am going to send my condolences to you because I do feel that she is in spirit. I don't know if that's validated yet, but I do feel she is in spirit. I do feel that her life was taken, okay? The very interesting thing to me is that I almost feel like there's two very distinctive energies. One, I almost don't want to cross, and the other I feel would be the victim. Which is very interesting to me. It's the first time I've worked a case where both I feel the victim and the person responsible are both in spirit. Can you understand that?
Yes.
Ooh, okay, thank you. Cool. Okay.
You were right.
And please just let me know. Please just let me know if there's a bit too much coming forward. You can give me the hand. And I will gladly, you know, connect with you afterward as well.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I absolutely honor that. So, but I do want to say that, okay, the name Charles or Charlie is very significant in this. I keep hearing this is his name, this is his name. I will not allow, and I'll be very honest, I will not, his energy is very forceful. I feel he's newer in spirit, thankfully, so his energy is not quite built up yet. But I don't really want to go into his space as much as I want to go into hers. Not quite comfortable with him yet, so I'm going to see where that goes. But what she keeps telling me is that she knew that something was going to happen. I knew something was going to happen, is what she keeps repeating. Now, okay, thank you. She's talking super fast, Kendra, so bear with me. But I almost feel like my story needs to be told. Okay. Now, it's interesting because she's giving me Massachusetts, but at the same time, she's giving me the Hamptons. So I don't know how they connect to each other, but I don't feel in a literal sense. I feel in a naming sense. Can you understand that as well, like as in a city?
Yeah, do you want me to explain?
Yes, New Hampshire. New Hampton.
Just that part.
Okay, so her car was found in East Hampton, but she lived, she lived in the Berkshires. So,
okay. All right, that's enough. Keep going.
So that makes full sense.
Okay, so the Hampton, I just need to write this number quickly. Okay, thank you. I keep hearing 8 as well, but I'm going to hold on to that for a second. Okay. She keeps saying also going along the lines of I knew something was going to happen. I also feel like this would not be the first time that he's harmed her is what she's giving me. Okay. I actually feel like she was almost in the spirit world at one point at his hands. But I do feel consciousness coming back or that I am conscious. So I do feel like there was, okay, she's making it very clear. So I need to go with the fact that there was a wanting to escape, but there was a very big fear in escaping. But there was no intention of leaving, is what she's saying. So I don't know what the significance is, but I've got to hit on the fact, like drive home the fact, I was not moving, I was not leaving, is what she's saying. Not my intention, not my intention. She also brings up a girl for her, which I would feel is a daughter link as well, that I feel is very much... Okay, thank you. She's very concerned about the care for her baby girl. I need to give a thank you. Don't feel baby, but to her, this would be her baby girl. I've got to go a bit right under 20 or at 20. I don't feel higher than 20 with her energy. I feel she's still here. The interesting thing, though, with Joe is I want to say that... Okay, you don't have to show me that much. It's a little much. Okay. Would you understand as well, Kendra, that this was spoken of on the 2nd of a month? Because I do feel I need to go back to the 1st of a month, she says, is when I crossed. So there's a feeling of there being almost in which I know she's not here. Okay, thank you. But yeah, spoken or it's not knowledgeable until 24 hours, almost to the dot of her passing. Can that make sense to you?
Yes, makes sense.
Thank you. Sorry. My stupid Instagram. Okay. Thank you. I also see her. Oh, wow. Okay. I'm going to be very honest. I'm comfortable giving you this because he is in spirit. I don't know that I would be if he was still here. But I feel like he comes in the home. She is actually giving me a reenactment almost through her eyes. Okay. Okay. Thank you. So I feel that there is an argument about wanting to be followed. She's saying he wants me followed. He wants me followed. Now, I feel she was intending to be, thank you, to be able to be tracked, she's saying, but for different purpose. So I almost feel like she wanted people to know where she was at certain times, but not at the hands of his control.
Uh-oh, we lost her. She's talking.
I don't feel like there was a... Oh, no. Can you guys...
Yeah, we lost you for a second. The spirit is, like, messing with your video.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised because the energy is quite...
Okay.
So we... Yeah. Quite crazy.
We would love to continue.
Okay, thank you. And I keep being shown a ring as well. I've actually sketched it earlier, but it's funny. I keep feeling a ring with her name, not in a jewelry sense, is what has just been said. Thank you. Okay. Now, I do feel there's an argument that happens early morning. Now, there's very much inconsistency. Thank you. I understand that. There's inconsistencies in the patterns or the stories here, especially on a secondary female who is still living. very important link with this woman. Okay. And at the same time, I do feel he actually does not. Wow. Okay. I don't know how much I can give, but I don't feel that he commits this necessarily in her space. I'm going to put it that way. I feel I'm forced to drive my car. I am forced to withdraw money, or money is withdrawn. Thank you. It's happened twice. I feel in one day or in a very short amount of time. I also feel like, thank you. I also feel like at the same, it's interesting because he's holding her hostage almost in this car, in this green car. It's kind of, it looks like a pine air freshener is the visual she's giving me for the car color. So I've got to go with like a greenish color to this. I do feel that he forces her almost to kind of play it cool. She's just said it wouldn't be the first time he's held a gun to my head. Okay. Are you okay, Kendra? I'm sorry.
Yes, I am. Please continue.
Thank you. Okay. It wouldn't be the first time he's held a gun to my head, is what she's saying. The other thing here is I do feel like I'm being literally forced into my own car, taken to a location, believing I was going elsewhere. Okay? Don't feel like there was an awareness here. I do feel that, okay, she was threatening something to him because she kind of laughs about it. But at the same time, it's a scary laugh or a fearful laugh. Now, she very much feels that she's in control, but there's a moment where it kind of flips. I lose control. Okay, thank you. Would you also understand that she'd be married, but he would be having an affair, or he'd be sleeping with a secondary female that has knowledge of this, who yes. would still be here?
Yes, we know that much to be true.
True. Thank you. Okay. I just want to make sure that I get everything correctly. Okay. She's saying a phone. Okay. A phone and Charlie's Angels. A phone, Charlie's Angels. So I don't know what that means. I can tell you what the reference is to me personally from Spirit. But immediately I feel there was a group that offered her protection at some grand scheme almost of things. But I want to remain untraceable feeling. But I feel they step in to help her or to guard her in some way. I feel they have nothing, and she's very kind of driving this home. But she doesn't want any of them to be included in this as people that could be suspects. They very much helped her, is what she's saying. Do you also understand right on, Lisa?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Do you also understand the name Lisa?
Not currently.
I'm sorry?
Not currently, I don't, but...
Okay, hang on, let me just write this down here. Okay. So I keep feeling like that the two people involved, one is already in Spirit, the second one, though... okay, thank you. Is still here, has more knowledge, but I don't feel had partaken, so to speak, in this. I almost feel guilty by association, or I had more awareness, okay? I do feel that after this happens, he's leaving the vehicle, but I do feel she's already out of her body looking down. That's how she's showing it to me. I'm kind of overlooking this scene occurring. Okay, thank you. I feel he's walking very quickly, doesn't know what to do, is kind of very back and forth. I hear a train. So I don't know that there's an actual link to being very near a train. Okay, thank you. Or a trail or train. Okay. But I want to go directionally. I feel I'm almost heading east, but it's like out of my way east. And then north. Okay. So he's walking is what she's showing me. And he feels that he can leave the vehicle there and walk. However, his stories of his own car broken, she said broken, not correct. The broken car is not correct. Please tell me this is making sense to you.
It's making sense to me. Yeah.
Okay.
It's
Thank
making
you.
Sense.
It's quite interesting what I'm seeing, so I just wanted to check in with you. But I do feel like there's a decision, very rash decision made. And I feel that I burn, thank you, I burn the evidence. I feel there's actually a smell, a very strong scent of gas or gasoline that you would put in a vehicle is what I keep getting, like a whiff of this smell. For me, he is burning actually things that are, okay, thank you, associated or incriminating, thank you, to him. However, I feel like they're asking him for truth. They're asking him for truth. So I feel like I can't hold it anymore, or I can't hold the guilt anymore. And I feel like I'm asphyxiated, but it's, excuse me. I feel that I can't breathe at my own hands, but this is very slowly. Excuse me. I don't want to allow his energy in too much, but very much I feel that I'm breathing in something that my life is fading. I can kind of see my life fading. But I feel like this was my only escape from like the torment here, but also like it was exposed or it was up. And there was nowhere left to hide,
MC,
is what I keep hearing.
MC, yeah. Can I interrupt for a second?
Sorry.
Can you go back to when the event happened and what happened after that? Like, was the evidence burned and what happened to her? Like, does she have any recollection or ability to communicate where she may have gone after that?
Just give me a second. I wish I had a map, to be honest. Hang on. Okay. Thank you. Is there a possible route 8888? It's so funny. Again, from the beginning of the beginning of the reading, the number is coming up again. But it's coming up twice, so it actually makes me question, is there a 2 or an 8 that could possibly link as far as roads or direction is concerned?
I would have to look at a map, but I do know that in one of the first readings I got, I was provided the same information, 2 and 8.
Mm.
So.
Okay.
So route 2, where's route 2 in coordinations with that area?
Hang on one sec. I just, if it's okay, if I can kind of share something with you separate of this, I don't know that it's proper to share it on a live.
No, that would be wonderful if you could do that.
I almost feel as though the integrity of it needs to be that way.
Thank you.
And I don't want to dishonor the spirit
Thank
as well.
You. We appreciate that.
Absolutely. But I will say I do hear runoff of water. I hear runoff as being like trickling. So I know that this is by a stream.
A waterfall or a stream?
No, yeah, I'm more drawn to like it would run off or be the lead off. It's a little less loud for me than like an actual waterfall or a stream. So it may be a body of water or it may be just a very slow kind of runoff.
We're feeling that too, MC.
Okay, so I'm on Facebook, I'm getting people mentioning Route 2 is the road she lived off of, and Route 8 is the road she lived off of, and Route 2 is the Mohawk Trail. Do you know of that, Kendra?
Yes, I do, and actually, I believe it was actually publicized in the news that when they had the GPS tracker on his car, the Mohawk Trail was one of the places that he drove to and stopped very shortly and then turned around.
Yes.
Okay. So MC, is there anything in particular that you could, you know, draw our attention to that would be useful in a, you know, you've obviously connected with her, that would be substantial evidence or help in figuring out where she ended up?
Can I just jump in here real quick, just for 1 second?
Yes, it's Sarah, right?
Yes.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi. No, if there is anything you feel that could help us find her or her location, if it's sensitive, we do know that some other people may be listening to this, that we might not want to have that information.
Okay, good. Well, okay. Then we won't do that. Thank you for jumping in. I appreciate it. Okay, so we've gone down this route and we've, you know, it's really a difficult situation to bring up, you know, through spirit, because I know that seeing this is very traumatizing for people in the room and also for the family members. So I appreciate that, you know, we're going to keep the integrity of the case under wraps. We'll try to, maybe what we'll do is we can have the psychics talk to you personally.
One more question. Okay.
Absolutely.
Can you ask her if she's been showing me things in dreams? Because I have had some stuff that's been repetitive, and I always feel like it's her just going, come on, you know? But I don't know if it's just my subconscious or if it's...
No, she is. She's definitely showing you. This is Jennifer.
That's Schaefer. A yes.
Yes. So yes. Is there anything that you can do psychically, though, anything that you want psychically that you can, like, you know, that'll help you, or for the case?
The most important thing is just trying to, you know, to find her and any information regarding what may have happened to her and how we might best locate her.
Without giving any directions.
And if it's possible, if it's possible, though, if there's a map available or something, even if it's broad of just, you know, a vicinity, based on what I've gathered already, I kind of feel like that would be awesome.
Do you feel that there were other people?
Would probably be my next step. Interestingly enough, I don't. I feel like very much this gentleman was the kind of instigator of all of this. But at the same time, I do feel that he was the one who did it. However, I do feel very strongly a female who is still here knowing of this. So it depends on involvement as far as to what level.
I can add something to that, too.
MC,
I don't feel. Yeah, sorry, it's Khalees. I don't feel that anyone else was involved, the same as what MC said, but I do see him making a phone call while he's driving before he drops off the body or evidence or whatever. And I feel like he was speaking to a male who was telling, and Jen agrees with this, who was giving him directions and advice, who knew what was going on, who was probably someone that had done something like this as well. And he's like, man, where should I go? And the guy's like, okay, go here, go there. These are your options. So I do feel if someone went through cell phone records, they could trace that, and that would be helpful.
That's funny because Jennifer, when she spoke to Kendra before, gave her information about something about a boat.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. And I guess, do any of you see whether or not that would be something where he was trying to, because I know you said and see that he was, had made rash decisions, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So in that sense, I have to ask, I guess, if he was making rash decisions, he had to have made a mistake. You know, it's been, you know, a very long time now, and I have a hard time believing that if somebody was acting so irrationally that there wouldn't be, you know what I mean, something.
Yeah.
I believe he made many. And, I just don't feel they've been found yet.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, go, 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 go.
I didn't hear you. I'm so sorry. There's like a delay.
Oh. I guess, I don't know, Sarah, do you understand what I'm saying? Do you follow?
Yeah, absolutely. Did he make a mistake that would help us in the investigation?
Ooh, okay.
Good point.
Khalees, do you want to take it?
Yeah, because I actually feel wherever...
Please.
And I've got to be careful how much I say because I don't want... I just feel that when they find what they find, they will see that it's not concealed as much as he would have hoped it was concealed.
Okay.
Does that make sense? So they're gonna see that it wasn't concealed in the way it needed to. And I feel that's part of the reason why he took his life is because he knew there would be consequences and he wouldn't get away with it. And I don't know anything about this or anyone. I'm just feel that he did take his own life and that it was ingested as well. I also feel that. So I hope that's helpful.
It is. Thank you.
And I also feel there's a mistake in the phone records and phone numbers, that numbers were written down, that people, that there are contacts that knew, particularly this one guy who also looks like he's in his, I want to say late 20s, early 30s, who would be considered an accessory to the crime.
Okay. Which is thank what you. Jennifer saw yeah. a year ago.
Very short buzz cut hair, Caucasian appearance.
And I think actually Jennifer might have even given me a name at that time, okay. which I won't say now, but
no. Oh, wow. Okay. So
is it possible too that this gentleman had something to do with selling, so funny, but they're bringing me back to a few weekends ago, we had to buy a trailer hitch for a Wave Runner. And is there any way that okay, thank you. But I almost want to say like hitch. But I feel like the man that either there's something with this hitch that will link you back as well. So I don't feel like this was something like I went to Pep Boys and bought a hitch. I feel like this was something that was either like rusted or of someone else's. I'd be curious the origins of that and who also, that traces back to.
There's fingerprints on everything. I'm not seeing any gloves being worn. I'm being shown there's DNA and fingerprints pretty much everywhere. So
very once, cocky.
Once
very
they
rash.
Find what they're looking for, I feel that the bio, can you call it biological evidence, will be plentiful.
Okay.
How do we get to that?
that's the off-air part. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe yeah. She's talking
yeah, maybe
about
that will person. Be the off-air part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish you could say it on the air. I'm trying to be sensitive, but I want to know so much more. Okay, so I'm going to bring Rebecca in from the other room. Nate's going to go out and see Jen. So how are you feeling about this?
Well, she's confirmed a lot of things that I saw, you know, that I talked to her about.
I like the phone and the angels. I guess there was some connection to the Hell's Angels, which he didn't like. And then also she you know, the, she brought up the roots and also where the location was. But maybe if we can do anything to help solve this case, you know, beyond without it's hard because it's hard to
say,
because
I have a lot I could say about the stuff that I saw that she has that information, but I believe.
Well, write it all down, because we're going to talk to Sarah and Kendra afterwards also, and continue into the touchier part of this.
But Kendra, you understood the hitch part, right?
I did.
Okay.
Okay. So So what we're going to do now? We're going to bring.
And I can say. I mean, I can say that because public.
Wait! I just brought in another psychic. I want to make it really.
Right.
I want to make it a clean. We'll talk about it after Rebecca comes in, because Rebecca works in missing persons. She also works with Jen, and they work well together. MC has just shown an entire story of this person that we're talking about, who is her body's missing, and she her name's Joanne, and she also gave us sort of a blow-by-blow where it began and where it ended. So,
but who's Joanne now?
Joanne is the person that we're the missing person that is of question. Mm-hmm. Do you need anything else? Do you need like a picture or something?
I could use a photograph, but I'm feeling, even before I was in the green room, I feel it's a female, but I see a very big picture of a male also.
Yeah.
So I'm going female, male.
Yeah.
And yes.
Oh, it's a picture. I know, it's a terrible picture.
Oh.
I know. Oh. My printer was running out of
it. Maybe the picture I saw, because there was male, female.
Yeah, it's very strong energy. It's a very, very strong energy.
Oh. So that's why, because there's a male and a female both involved.
Oh, gosh. Can't even look.
I know.
It's awful.
I'm sorry, you guys.
Yeah, because when you're psychic, you get the vibes of the person.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I've already seen the photograph anyway in my mind. They were definitely having some issues.
Yes.
The two of them. I feel very strongly that he was getting very, very angry at her, but I'm picking up another woman knows information where she's at.
Okay.
She there's also a person with the name Jen or Jennifer. Maybe you that she's trying to contact, but you're Jennifer.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. But she says distinctly there's another woman that knows where I'm at. So Joanne is trying to leave. She's at the location where her body is, but she's trying to leave there to lead people to her. So she's been trying to signal people like where she's, I think she's possibly buried, but I don't know quite yet. That, okay, can I ask you guys just to validate what I said in some ways?
Yes.
Is there another woman knows?
Yes,
that woman's alive, right?
Right.
There is a living woman.
Yes, and there keeps being turkeys. Like, this is not obviously in California, right?
No.
Does this go over the border of two states? Because they're going to two states. Do you know that?
Mm-hmm. That could be taken.
Yes.
Okay. And is this her sister that is one of the girls trying to find Joanne, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Joanne's car was found. Is that correct?
Yes.
Was found at a location that this guy may have brought her car there.
Yes.
So that makes sense to you guys, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. And what's
going on?
I'm answering
for you. Sorry. Uh-huh. I'm so invested.
You know what? I'm wondering. I think I know who this is. Had her sister talked to another psychic or somebody that knew another psychic?
Yes.
I think it's me.
Oh, yes. Oh! Right. You spoke to Rebecca already?
Yeah, but I did not know.
Oh,
this is not
I
what
see.
I didn't know that till just now.
Okay.
I'm like, wait, this is too familiar about the turkey farm and the fact that she hasn't been found yet then, correct?
Correct.
Okay, well, I do believe he's involved. I remember this because the girlfriend that he, the other gal that is like sticking up for him, she knows everything. And they haven't been, they need to pressure her more to find out what she knows, because Joanne is trying to lead them to the location. And that's what she's telling me. And I did not know anything about this case. But I'm saying, wait, Joanne looks familiar. And Joanne said that you're not far off. They've been so close because they went up and pulled that tractor trailer or something. I don't know. They're pulling something up. And she says they're so close to where she's at. Mm-hmm. And he, I remember, he's trying to help find her body because he feels really guilty about the situation. So before I even knew about this situation, sure, that it was the same gal now, I saw the picture of the man and the woman together, and I kept thinking, is that a man or a woman, man or a woman? And he is very much involved in helping. He says that that girl, the other girl, that she knows where this body is. So have they been able to get her subpoenaed or questioned or anything yet? Because she's got the key to the success, and so does his friend. Two people in this know exactly where she's at.
She has been indicted by the grand jury and charged with obstruction of justice. But, of course, everybody's innocent until proven, you know, otherwise. So.
But is there a Debbie involved in this at all? Your sister said Debbie also. Debbie, Deborah?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay, keep that in mind. You guys are going to find out what happened. You're so close to finding it, so close. And then his good friend knows too. I remember the friend. He's the other part. There's another woman. So there's two women and a man that know where what happened to your sister. She's definitely been murdered. She's definitely been taken, and her body's been, I believe, I feel like she's been buried rather than burned or anything like that. But she's trying to help. She looks so cute. She wanted me to tell you hello. She has a pair of jeans on and a cute top, and she looks really good. She told me to tell you that she's there every day helping. Because I remember, didn't she have a child? Does she have a son?
She has a daughter.
Daughter, one child. That's right. Okay, well, she's trying to, but there's going to be a little grandson eventually. I don't know how old her daughter is, but yes.
Okay.
And then, but she said that you're really on it, and that the girlfriend's probably not going to admit to anything because she might have been somebody who helped in this in some way. And then there's a guy with the name Mark. He might know too. So you guys are getting close. But there's a third person, a female, that might be connected to the guy that helped him dispose of the body.
Twice now, Spirit's shown me a brass key as well. So Kendra, keep an eye out for keys as signs from Spirit. So if you're thinking of something or you feel you have an idea and then you see a key, that's a confirmation from Spirit that it is evidence and you're on the right track.
And your dreams are really important.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to go beyond this and have MC go more into where she may be located, just because we wanted to keep that sensitive material not open to the public. I want to talk to Sarah because I'm sure she's worked in this business of missing persons for a while, and I want to know, you know, how often do you use psychics and how is this useful for you?
I fully believe in psychics. I personally have had psychic dreams since I was 4 years old.
Yeah.
So I use them quite frequently, and I believe they can confirm a lot of information in investigations.
Has anything today been helpful at all?
Or
do you want to ask some more questions?
Very, very helpful. I would prefer to ask the questions off the air, but thank you very much for your time and your efforts. And everything has been very helpful.
Can I ask you one question, though? Your sisters wanted me to ask about the body of water. I don't recall talking about that, but there's some body of water close. I don't necessarily think she's in the water, but she said, go by the water, and the F10 means something. I have no idea what F10 is, but if you can see if you can figure that out, what that means.
There is a body of water nearby.
What was that piece of paper I gave you, Tony? Did I take it back?
I kept getting it.
Okay, there's a lower mill pond right next to where she...
That's where her car was found.
Gotcha.
quite a distance from her home, which is why I was asking whether or not you believed that she, that it was closer to home, or that, you know, because her car was found quite a distance away.
This is what I believe. I believe that he took the car where she was going to go. I remember that. But she says, go to the body of water. Her body is not by the house. It's where the guy helped him. And I don't know why they were pulling something up a hill. I don't get that.
That's what I got as well.
But she keeps saying F-10, F-10. Is that a truck,
though? It's a truck.
Okay, so big truck involved, and she kept telling me that she had lost one of her earrings along the way, or a piece of jewelry.
Yes.
That might be, if she keeps telling me to use a metal detector, so there might be something, a clue to that, and he's accountable, so he wants to help. I think after the fact of what he did, he was very remorseful. So, you know, it's a very sticky situation when the murderer comes to help the victim and they're both on the other side. So you're getting very, very, very close. And I'm hoping the girlfriend breaks. What I can do is go to the girlfriend's mind and see what she knows. I'd have to read her mind. I would have loved to get in there and to, like, pretend like I was somebody questioning her, and I would get it.
Yeah,
you would.
Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm feeling you're getting, really, she said there's a small bridge also where she's at. So I don't think it's a huge bridge, but is there any bridge on that map somewhere?
Not the
Can you pull a map close to where she lives, Susan?
I think Tony has one.
Yeah, it's super hard to see. Because it's so little for me.
The address?
Email it to me, though.
What's the address?
Maybe we should.
Or somewhere close to it there. In the vicinity.
Halls Ground Road, Massachusetts. Clarksburg, Massachusetts.
Say that again.
Halls Ground Road, Clarksburg, Massachusetts.
Clarksburg, Massachusetts. Yeah, because I remember she went home to use the computer, and he came unexpectedly and caught her there. And that's when the altercation took place. I believe it was at the home. In the meantime, in the altercation, she lost a piece of her jewelry, possibly an earring that she's telling me that's different than. But I do remember exactly the whole scenario. Mm-hmm. And then he kidnapped her either, or he killed her at the house and then took her somewhere else. That's what I see.
I feel she was still alive when he took her somewhere else, and I feel that the police were close by, and the same as MC said, except I actually feel there was an attempt to escape, mm-hmm. even though MC didn't feel that. So I don't know who's got what, or if we've just interpreted things differently.
Well, she knew. No,
but I feel that
MC
she tried
said
to
that
run.
She felt okay, and then it just flipped.
Yeah, well, maybe at that point she did, but I actually see her leaving and then getting close to the police or someone to help, but not making it, right. And then going back. But I feel it was somewhere else, not at the house, that there was a second location, and I feel that that was either where he was staying or not living, but like camping out. It's weird. It's like away from the town.
Well, he knocked her on the head.
Yeah.
So
I think skull, bone pain, coccyx injury.
He knocked her out.
Throat. I've made a list, but it's kind of gory, so let's not talk about it.
Well, the good news is she looks good, and she's trying to help.
Yeah, that's great. And Jen actually told the same story originally and said that there was something to do with a trailer taking her away and a truck and another person involved. And, you know, so there are a couple people alive that know about this.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But they're not going to tell the truth.
So can I just ask a quick question here?
Sure.
Because I do feel like there were several attempts to relocate the body.
Oh.
But is it possible that there was, I keep seeing snow, like things melted with the snow. He couldn't almost get the job done completely because this unexpected snowstorm or blizzard conditions. I feel I can't retrace my steps. I'm panicking, and I keep going back, almost redriving my route because I'm panicked that I can't quite place it. It doesn't look the same in the snow.
It was in March,
so
right?
Do we know if that actually
was February or March?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so that makes sense.
Okay.
Thank God it was in the middle of summer.
Do we know that it snowed right after this would have been?
Correct.
Like, as this is active.
That's correct.
Oh, thank you. Because I do feel like I've made several attempts, but it's like, excuse me, but oh shit, it's snowing. Like, how am I going to get back without leaving my prints or my footprints?
Yeah.
So it's interesting because I definitely feel that there were attempts made to move the body. And I must feel like he bought himself some time with this snow, but he also bought himself some anxiety about getting kind of lost. Mm-hmm. Or not having the bearings or the visual markers, thank you, that he would have had when he originally arrived.
Okay. So it was it was published. Of course, you know, a lot of things were published before the family actually did find those things out. But it was published at one point that they had put a GPS tracker on his car, which had failed multiple times. But during the times that it did work, there were two specific locations that he had driven to, stayed for just a couple of minutes, and or drove very slowly, and then turned around and went home. So do you think that is what you're referring to? So that might be a point of interest that he was trying to retrieve that?
Very much so. And I'm very interested. I wish I lived close by because I would probably go drive the route. But I actually feel like that retracing was trying to almost like regain my bearings of crap. Like I went so many different directions. Now the snow has kind of washed away my visual land markers or my markers.
Okay.
Well, yeah. I'm looking
at. And I feel 4 miles.
4 miles?
Yeah. This is 4 miles approximately traveling from where this location is to where he ended, is what I feel.
There's so much brush in that area. It's it's near Amherst, Massachusetts, which is where one of my sons went to college and Drew went to college. And they're, you know, it's very brush.
It's very.
I definitely see like trees in the woods, but I still feel I'm close to the coast, so the body of water makes sense.
Yeah, the water is still definitely sitting.
You know, but there is a standing body of water. I believe
there's a river. You can see it. Zoom in a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's about six miles.
Okay. Yeah, that's really. I've driven through those mountains after an ice storm and to a rugby game, and trust me, that is all treacherous territory. It's all,
yes,
you know.
Ma'am.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I feel that as they were leaving where she lived, that I'm going north. So I hope that's helpful in some way, or maybe it's not. So you can disregard it, but I feel like I'm going north.
You know what? I just heard her really say strongly. So clearly, yes, there were two. So there are two people involved. Who not just know, but two people that were involved in her either abduction or her taking her out, as she would put it. Mm-hmm. And then she tells me that the trees are tall where she's buried, not far off the road. There are an owl that loves to nest in that area, but I remember she talked about turkey season or something. And
they shoot turkeys up there? probably do.
Yeah, they do. And that she said that there's a small structure up close to where this is, but I'm not sure what that structure is, but it's not far from where he went and put the body. I had felt that like he was wanting to move her body too, but I think that when sometimes killers or people that do this, they feel guilty and they keep going back to the site of where they did this.
So yeah. I feel like he was trying to dump the body, and at one stage he actually wanted to call himself in. Like, I feel he lost momentum halfway through, and he's like, I don't feel the way I felt, and now I have to finish what I started, but I'm not in that headspace. And then I feel like he was able to snapped himself back into the headspace of finishing what he started.
Right. So there is some clue possibly in a couple of these places that he went to, but I see the location. It's very tall trees and skinny trees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know, like there's skinny pine, tall trees, skinny pine, and there's a kind Cedar of a small structure that I see that is maybe a red wood of some type, and she keeps saying a small bridge of some type. It's not like a big gigantic bridge. So, you know, you're close. He didn't burn the body in any way, shape, or form. And I was thinking, did he dump her in the lake? But I don't think so either. I think she may be close to the road, though. I don't think they took her in. But I don't know why that F1 truck was involved dragging something. I'm not sure what that's all about, and going up a big incline.
That's what.
Did you see the color of the truck?
Well, my first instinct...
I saw something red. I don't know if that's the red wood you saw or if it's the truck thing, mm-hmm. but I wrote down red, 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 red.
I wanted to say blue, but I think it might have been a lighter color. She shows me something white.
Okay.
I concur with that, too.
And do you know if her car was black?
She totally drains my battery. Oh, so I might lose you guys. I only have 8% battery. I started at 100.
That's
crazy.
Take the mic away from your mouth. You're screaming now. I'm looking at a map. Okay, the 9 cuts through Amherst, which comes from her area, and then the water area is close to the 202, which is near, we mentioned the 2 and the 9 earlier. The 9 also crosses all the way, I heard a 2.
2 and 8, Sue.
2 and 8, not 2 and 9. Yeah.
2 and 8.
Sorry. Okay, so I don't see the 8. I don't see an 8.
Mohawk something.
But I do see but the 9 goes towards the water area, which I'm feeling like it's, you guys are talking about that big body of water on the other side, because the smaller lakes would have been harder to dispose of a body, but
right.
The other side is just incredibly lush and full of, you know, snow and trees and places to hide. But there's not a lot over there. So
she's trying to come through the phones. I'm feeling her here. Okay, so you know, on my podcast, sometimes the victims will come through the microphones. I'm hearing her somehow in the background, trying to give us clues. Mm. So if you guys hear anything, like
that,
doesn't sound like one of the people.
That literally happened to me the other day.
Yeah, she's coming through. She's coming through. If we go back and listen to this podcast, you guys might hear what I'm hearing. So I'm going to tell Joanne, if you can get yourself through this, go ahead. Tell us the clues. You give us the story. Yeah, well, let's just keep talking because I'm hearing her a little bit in the background.
You were wearing the podcast before I was hearing that.
Yeah, there's somebody a female in the background.
Yeah.
That's not these guys.
So when you guys go home tonight, I want you to write down things, and I want you to get in touch with Kendra and Sarah and give them the more delicate details later. Because I think she's gonna be around all of us for, you know, a while. But what else do you have? What other questions do you have, Kendra?
Pertaining to the other people that you say might know, he did have some places that he stopped that we aren't very sure of why he stopped there, or I don't really know how to word it without
giving it away.
Yeah, but there were several places where he had stopped and or said he had stopped, and I was just wondering what that looks like to you, so to speak.
I feel that one of them was like a mental health check. If that makes sense, like I've got to get out of the car and make this look normal, and I'm overanalyzing it, and I've got to keep driving. And if I drive directly, then someone will be. Do you know? Does he have? Is he a bit paranoid? Do you know if he had bipolar or something? I suddenly got a wave of like the same energy that I get with people that have paranoia, schizophrenia, mania.
I don't know that to be a fact, but I know that I have heard.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because in that moment, I've got that same energy of like, you know, Big Brother's watching me and I need to pretend like I'm not doing anything, and like he's kind of bugging out, you could say, but it's all just like in his head.
Well, I think what happened is that he this is all planned out. This is more like first degree murder than just an argument, and it's manslaughter.
Yeah.
And I do believe that her car was driven by him. So I don't believe there's anything in her car that would indicate that she was murdered in her own car. The forensic guys would have already gotten that. But I do believe that second person, as Joanne said, was actually directly involved in her murder, and that he, they planned to get her car to where she was supposed to be, why the other person may have been in also in charge of disposing of the body or something, because he definitely has a cohort in this. And I definitely feel it's one of his friends. Yeah.
Well, the police have confirmed that the ex-girlfriend slept at the home when my sister went missing, without fear of her coming home. So I think that's a safe assumption, and that there were hundreds of text messages and et cetera deleted. Mm-hmm. So that's all been confirmed. So I guess that would lead me to believe the same thing.
Yeah, because when I went to look, I'm like, okay, I wish as a psychic I could get in front of that woman, because I would nail it in 2 seconds, okay? They could pretend, maybe they can pretend like I'm an investigator or something, because I am going to get in front of her.
As long as she doesn't hear this podcast, we'll be fine.
Yeah. Well, because, so anyway, I think you're getting very, very, very close to getting some closure here.
I hope so. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Have we found anything so far that is valuable to the investigation since June?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going yes as well.
Names.
But none of it's like turning point evidence from what I see. Okay. Like I see you holding on to significant things, but the turning point things are still yet to be found. And when they are found, then the other evidence will be useful.
Okay. Did anybody say not yet? Just now. Was that you, Jennifer?
Me?
That was me, sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I want to make sure.
Did I say that?
It was MC, not spirit.
Okay, I thought that was one of you, but I wanted to make sure. Yeah.
Rebecca hears voices in her head, so we have to be careful.
Is there a connection to the name Kelly as well, Kendra? Because I have to send a lot of love to Kelly as well. Kelly.
Yes, there is.
She's alive.
Yeah, I feel like I've got to send a lot of love to Kelly.
Yeah,
it's the message that she's just given me.
Who's Kelly?
Kelly was our foster mother growing up.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
And they had become a bit distant over the last couple of years or so, but I think there was a lot of sadness on both ends.
So I hope you don't mind me asking, but do you think there was any drug abuse in this relationship? Did the two of them, have, because if he has a manic personality, or if Khalees is seeing this, is there a chance that he could have been using drugs?
I can't tell you for a fact what he did or didn't do, but I can tell you that yes, that's my belief.
Because that mimics the schizophrenia and the bipolar by drug use.
I mean, he may have smoked a bit, but I just don't feel that at that moment she was doing anything. I get a more grounded energy with her.
No, I was thinking about him.
Oh, yeah. Him, yeah.
Yeah, I meant towards him. But yeah. Yeah.
This is a very random comment, but I feel like I need to share it with you, that it's a message from Jo that she's finally gotten healthy. So I don't know if she had a poor diet or wasn't taking care of herself. But I just saw an image of her that she's very, very healthy now and practicing self-care in the spirit
world.
Maybe
she's not doing drugs anymore.
Yeah, but it didn't feel drug-related. That was actually before you brought that up. I wonder if it's connected. Do you know if she wasn't taking care of herself just before she passed?
I don't know, because once she their relationship was very new. And when she did get married with him, she was a bit more isolated and distant from everybody else, and she was further away. And so that in the previous months, it's
well, it sounds like she was a battered woman. And yeah. Sarah,
I just said I'm very healthy.
Sarah can probably tap in on that, and why women go missing and how they get in horrific relationships and or have drug problems in their relationships as well. But I don't know. Do you find a common thread with these types of cases?
Well, I think the main point here is that these predators are extremely skilled in being charming and knowing the weaknesses of these women. And they know how to ensnare them.
Yes.
And there is nothing that a woman could do to see that coming. So,
well, maybe going back to the Keepers, which is the 10 episodes about the where is sister Chris, Catherine, and is she? Why did she pop up? That's why I want to know. Did anybody mention a Kathy today?
You did at the start. You were saying
no, that, right? But it makes sense to Sue that it's very much along the same lines.
Yeah,
I can see how the cases parallel each other.
Can I say one thing regarding this? Because this has been the thing that just gives me goosebumps. Is that you know, Susan, you'd
better plug you in.
Yeah. What I, unbeknownst to me, is that another family member from his side had seen a medium who also brought up the name Catherine or Kathy, completely separate of us and only days before. So I thought that was very, I'm still trying to figure out what that means.
I know. So but going back to the point of how these people are predators, how men, they prey on the weak, and obviously, you know, you were foster kids. You had a different upbringing, and your sister may have had, you know, a reason to attract this type of man. And so, you know, it's just so sad, because I feel so much for your family, and it's kind of a message that we have to get out that, you know, these things happen. If you're in a really traumatic and abusive relationship, you know, obviously you need to contact the police and try to get help or get out as best you can, you know. But Sarah, how, you know, let's talk a little bit about what you do and how, you know, how this all pertains to what you do.
Okay. What would you like to know?
Well, I mean, tell us a little bit about how you got into this investigation. Obviously, are you an attorney or you're,
No, I'm not an attorney. I have my PhD in criminal justice. I have my master's in forensic science, and I specialize in long-term unresolved homicides and missing person cases.
So, you know, do they always correlate? Do they always seem to have the same kind of issues? Or, I mean, how do these things all relate to one another? I mean...
No, every story is different. You know, the common thread, like I said, is, you know, these victims of these horrible crimes, you know, they don't see this coming. They don't see it coming to them. And these predators are very skilled. And that's the real tragedy of it.
And from what I understand as well, is it seems to always come to a breaking point when they are ready to leave.
Yes.
You know, right. That's it into motion.
Absolutely.
From my understanding, in the majority of the cases. And so that's the most, from what I understand, the most dangerous time.
Yeah, especially in domestic violence cases. That is very true.
Yeah, I had that experience myself, and it was scary, and I lived through it. I'm really happy, but I think that, you know, Kendra opening up to psychic mediums and trying to find if anybody has any information or if they want to, you know, follow this case, I think getting it out in the news is always a good thing. It'll help move the case forward as more clues come in. If anybody saw anything or know anything, you know, it'd be great. I mean, it's a tragic story, and I'm so glad that you were willing to share it with us. And I don't know. I hope, Sarah, you got something out of this today. But I'll have MC contact you or Rebecca later if there's something that's a little more conclusive of where she could have ended up or where, you know, a little bit more map-wise. Maybe we can all get a map and take a look at it and see what we can come up with without sending, you know, everybody out anybody else out.
The thing is, too, is a lot of times in these situations, you know, you see communities getting together and searching and doing all these things. And in our specific case, we haven't had that experience. So I know that the police did ask turkey hunters when it was turkey season to keep an eye out.
Before or after you talked to Rebecca?
That was around the same time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I remember telling her I see turkeys, and she said, well, that makes sense.
So the turkey hunting,
yeah. That's why I was like, yes, that makes sense to me.
Oh, okay. You should have told us that. That's interesting.
So we haven't had the experience of a really, people actively.
Yeah. Right. It's hard because you're not in the same community and.
We're also going to be having a tip campaign soon, and we're going to be asking members of the public to come forward with any information that they may have.
Oh, great. And then we can also promote it, yes. On my Facebook page with 1,000 followers. And we can put it out there. I have a little bit bigger platform. We can try to, if you have any information, you can come to us. We'll keep you anonymous and not, have it affect you. I don't know. Does anybody in here get the feeling that these are dangerous people that are,
Well, the gentleman that's his friend is still at large. I mean, he's there and they know where he is, but he's still free as a bird.
Right. Yeah,
he hasn't been even more questioned, but he gets defensive too because he thought that she was a bad person. And I'm questioning, what is he pulling? Why such a big truck? What is, there's something there with all that, and that's where I haven't been able to figure out. But he knows, the girlfriend knows, and one other female knows something.
It's like a construction truck or something.
To answer your question, I don't feel that anyone's going to be risking their safety. Oh, jeez, I've got to be careful what I say. I don't feel you're going to risk your safety by stepping forward, and we will keep it anonymous.
Of course.
I don't feel these people are dangerous and looking to seek revenge.
And I think MC is going to be a big help. Are you still there, MC?
Yes, I am.
Like
2%. I just wanted to just really quickly take a second and thank you both for allowing us to kind of shine light on this, because I think it goes, the abilities and what we have to offer as psychics. I think, a lot of us work under the radar, obviously security reasons, but just to be, in a public forum where you're showing how you welcome, light workers and psychic mediums into physical, tangible, factual investigations.
Absolutely.
Thank you for helping us.
Absolutely. And I want to say, I appreciate y'all so very much. But as I said myself earlier, I feel like she's been showing me things and I'm like, I don't know, is that me or whatever? But the opportunity, and I know when this came along with Susan and stuff, it was like she was literally putting it there going, y'all have to do this.
I had to wait, though. It was so hard. Yeah. I didn't want to. You guys had cases going on. I was like, I was afraid for your life. I wasn't really sure, if we should do this. But now it's out in the open. I want everybody to tell people. Let's get the word out. It's a tragic situation, but she's got to be somewhere. And if anybody knows anything related to these two people, then come forward because it's the right thing to do. Okay. And also, hopefully the media will help. The case stay open and find her. Like Rebecca said, you're getting very close. So Kendra, I have hope.
Kendra, did you keep, do you have notes from our conversation as well?
I did.
Okay.
I did.
Okay.
And it's really funny because MC really hit on a lot of things.
Jennifer's been very quiet over here.
Do you have any, literally awesome.
You're the co-host. So why don't you have closing thoughts?
Yes. Well, no, we went over a lot, when I first spoke to you, and I know between Rebecca, myself, and Khalees and Melissa, I think you'll have a more cohesive. It's so much better to have more eyes on the unseen and the seen together. And I feel that you really, really. I mean, she will. I do believe she will be found. And there's times where we don't get to say that.
Yeah.
And I think that. We're all in agreement that there is a body of water, the truck that's involved, the hitch, and I think I discussed
rusty hitch.
Yeah, that. Mm-hmm. I mean, all of that to be picked up is pretty.
Yeah, what I see is that we go up a ridge. You got to go up high.
Yeah.
Then you come down to some. It's not hard. It's not hard
like dirt. It's a little mossy or something. There's a one, two, like three trees, and you go down. I see Joanne with a flashlight, and there's instead of going up, you're up and then you're down. So they might have climbed down and buried her in a fairly shallow grave because the dirt is not that deep, and they didn't have enough time to do that.
Well, it was frozen.
Yeah, and this part, it might not have been so frozen.
Oh. And your dreams are, you're getting shown the same thing. I think you said, Kendra, that you keep getting the same things in your dreams. She really is working through you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's been with you the whole time. Yeah.
Just so you know, that what I'm getting in my dreams is pretty much the same thing as what you're saying.
Yes.
So.
Okay, yeah. Good.
Okay.
Well, we have to wrap this up. Thank you, Sarah, for joining Kendra. And best of luck for you guys. I
love you guys. Thank you so much. And
thank you
for all that you do and for shining a light on stuff like this. Like, you are so important. And
I'm so grateful that you open up this situation.
And all of you, and Jen, and Rebecca, and MC, and thank you so much.
Okay, well, if you can get us in front of that girlfriend boy. Seriously, I don't know.
Stranger things have happened. Yeah. You never know when it could happen. But MC, God bless you for making us bring light to this when I was kind of in a quiet time. And also, you can find MC on Facebook. If you're on Facebook now, you go to Psychic Medium MC and click through. That's where you can find her if you want to discuss this with her, if you want to, you know, check her out. That's her home. And on Facebook. Oh, yeah. And then
email me. Please.
Yeah. And she's super busy and in New York, but she's so awesome to take the time for this for us. And also, Rebecca, obviously, we all love you so much, and for taking the time to come in. And Khalees, it's always a pleasure. Khalees at Khalees Simone is her Twitter and her Facebook and Instagram. Everything. And Instagram. Also, JM Schaefer on Twitter, and also Rebecca is, I don't know if Rebecca, do you tweet very much?
I know you have an account. I've never
seen
it. She's
the Purple Rose, but I think you can find her on Facebook and on our website. But all here. They're all on my cast of clairvoyance on callingoutwithsusanpinsky.com. And I appreciate this time, and I hope that everybody has an amazing week.
Thanks for listening to Calling Out with Susan Pinsky. Follow Susan on Twitter or Instagram at First Lady of Love. And check callingoutwithsusanpinsky.com for all the latest info and links to our cast of clairvoyance.